Today on The Take, if the world seems like a scarier place, the answer is John Bolton. Come on, go around the globe with your boy as I explain it all in under 60 minutes.
Classes in session, the sandstorm taking human form, discussing sports and pop culture, we answering all your questions. I know what you're guessing, just an ordinary show based in London, but we different, talking about what they want, you should pay attention. Politics and social issues, we running facts that the media lies about on the daily, things that they won't admit to. TK the Great, here to set the record straight. Don't cry when you hear the truth, and if you do, here's a tissue, bringing you dope news globally. Listen, these topics of discussion very unique, you're out missing, just tune in. The same time every day except on the weekend, it gets raw, jumping in the deep end.
If you're gonna jump in the deep end, please make sure you wear a condom. What it is, what is up, what is what? It is the top of the 5 o'clock hour in the sexiest city in the entire world, and that is London, England. Which means it's 1 a.m. in this city so nice they named it twice and never sleeps anyway. New York, New York. Simultaneously, it is 10 p.m. in the cities of Angels and Sin. I want to welcome you to TK's Take. I am your host, TK the Great. Wow, Nigel. You could be listening to anybody else in the world right now, but you've chosen to ride with me. And for that, I am grateful. I am thankful. I am humble, even though I don't sound like it. And I promise you, I always will be. Crazy times, right? So the last time we were together, we had Liv Warfield in the building, and I will admit I had a little bit of a hangover and fatigue from the dizzying news cycle that the President of the United States seems to have the entire world just caught in this tailspin. The most important thing that happened in the last 48 hours is that Boko Haram, which literally almost translates, literally almost, I sound like Donald Trump, but it loosely translates into no Western education. Those girls were returned. And they were, the ones that were released said they were released because they were Muslim. There is a Christian girl still being held, and the remaining girls, unfortunately, are feared to be dead. Look, I know who the foreign minister of the United Kingdom is. Is Boris Johnson, and there are times when Boris confounds me, especially with his appearance. But I don't wake up thinking, oh my God, did Theresa May fire the foreign minister? As much as I can't stand Theresa May, who worked through her dinner at Brussels. She is a stable leader and competent. I hesitated to say competent because the way she's handling Brexit, I could do a better job. And it's just not about understanding economics or politics. You're going to have to kowtow. Kowtow is a bow that Chinese people used to insist. The emperor would insist on you kowtowing. The lower you bow, the more the respect. I realize that I've been introduced to Eastern cultures, and when I say I'm not going to kowtow to people, they have no idea what I'm talking about. And I could say, stop being so ethnocentric. Yeah. Or I could say, read a book. But we weren't all educated the same way, and we weren't, if we all knew the same things, we wouldn't be interesting. But the one thing that bothers me the most is, and I got into this kind of discussion on Twitter today. Listen, if you don't agree with me, that's fine. Name calling. Are we in high school? You know, somebody disagreed with a statement made by somebody on Twitter, and another woman told her that she looked lonely and ugly, and I'm like, really? That's what we devolved into? You know, that's how Russia was able to sow division. Now, in the... Oh, really, Amy? Okay. All right. Wow. Nigel, like, really? I love Amy Winehouse. Amy Winehouse was born on September 14th, the day after your boy. So that kind of hit me in the chest. But as I was saying, in the United Kingdom, they didn't sow division between us. What they did was they just gave you misinformation. And Nigel Farage was the architect of that. Now, the question is, what part did Cambridge Analytica play in our elections? If you follow my company, Hodge Inc. Incorporated, on Facebook, right, on Facebook, I put up a letter that we received from Google about how we run our ads are going to change, or the policies about our ads are going to change on Google because of the interference in not just the United Kingdom's elections, but the United States. Now, please understand, the show is global, and we like that. We like that a lot. And shout out to England and Scotland. Y'all helped me down. That's where most of our listeners came from when we had Liv on the show. Listen, Northern Ireland, you were with me too. I'm just saying, the bulk of our listeners came from home, and I just want you guys to know that even as I spread my wings and I bust out a little bit, I love you. I told you I was humble. Now, I know I kind of messed up my own goodwill right there, but I have to keep it real. So, what do we make of Facebook and them selling our data, or not even selling it? It was freely being given. And they knew about it years ago and didn't tell us. You know, and Google cracks me up because they own YouTube, where a lot of this shit goes down. I'm like, why is Russia TRT, Russian television, allowed to even show videos and stuff? I know I'm probably going to butcher how you say this because it's Russian, but Kopernisky Labs, I used to have them on my computer when I started Hodge Inc. That was our virus protection. Luckily for me, when I worked on the Hillary Clinton campaign, they had their, although, let's be honest, the damage had already been done. But at least they had a better firewall than your boy. So, last week, it was Rex Tillerson. Tonight, last night, this morning, late last night, early this morning, whatever you want to call it, H.R. McMaster was fired. Now, if you'll remember, for months they've been saying he was going to get rid of Tillerson. Nothing. All right, and the White House kept saying that the proof that nothing was going to happen was nothing had happened. So even though Donald Trump himself said there's going to be, you know, shakeup, some people leave, there will be turnover. We've never had turnover like this in any administration ever in the history of the United States government. That's one. Two, they assured you that H.R. McMaster wasn't going anywhere. So don't be surprised on Sunday night, Monday morning in the United Kingdom, if Donald Trump doesn't fire Robert Mueller. Now, I know people are probably thinking, okay, how did we jump from the National Security Advisor? We still haven't got to Bolton yet. Don't worry. We will. But I need you to understand that tonight, Karen McDougal was going to be speaking about her affair with Donald Trump. And although she didn't have a whole lot of bad things to say about him, with the exception of the fact that obviously she was messing around with him without a condom. And I need you to juxtapose that with, we know that he slept with Stormy Daniels without a condom. So Donald Trump, not only is he reckless and he's telling you he's a germaphobe, excuse the expression, but you can't be going around here hitting women raw dog. And you got a wife at home. Now, you shouldn't be cheating at all, but I mean, really? You're going to take the chance of bringing something back home to your wife? Are you out of your bleeping mind? And I know the audience just went, wait, TK, we're not allowed to say fuck anymore? Of course we are. But not gratuitously. I'm not going to do that. I'm far too intelligent. So, don't be surprised. Whatever Stormy Daniels has, they want her to shut up. They really want her to shut up. And I don't know if all of his non-disclosure agreements have things in them about paternity. I don't know. I do know this, that I will be glued to 60 Minutes like nobody's business. We will be on the air Monday morning. I normally don't like to do a Monday morning show, because who wants to come to work early on Monday morning? But I am, for two reasons. I'm having a procedure that morning. No, actually that afternoon. And I don't know how I'm going to be after the anesthesia. So we're going to do Monday morning, and then I will see you Tuesday for a double take. All right? And I will also see you tomorrow for Flashback Friday. We will get Miss Chantel Tyler back in here. Not back in here, but we're going to get that rescheduled so you guys can talk to her. We got some exciting guests coming up. Cynthia Miller should be joining the show any day now. As a matter of fact, I need to reach out to her. Shout out to my friend, Cynthia Miller. But let me get back to Donald Trump. Thank you, Nigel, for making me stay on topic. So, Donald Trump is going to fire Robert Mueller. We're going to have a Sunday night massacre. And then we're going to see what the Republicans are made of. I know there are a lot of people who think that this won't happen. Because he's promised you a lot of things, ladies and gentlemen. He promised you that we were going to have a health care bill with love, that you were going to not deport regular people, you were going to go after the bad guys, and then he stripped DACA away. You can't trust this man. And we can't trust his judgment. Oh my God, I love this song. We start this. Matter of fact, we're going to use this Friday. Let's go back in time. I see in your ID online. Love this song. Let's go back there. All right. Nigel said, you'll get to hear it twice tomorrow. Let it go. Thank you, sir. I think he's going to fire him because that would drown out Stormy Daniels. She has something. And I hope to goodness we get to find out. Now, John Bolton. When they tell you that he used to be the ambassador to the UN, they should clarify that a little bit more, because he couldn't get confirmed through the Senate. And kind of like right now, tomorrow, today, depending upon where you are in the world, for the sake of Los Angeles, we'll say today, tomorrow. For the sake of United Kingdom, it is today. Congress leaves at the end of the business day. They go on recess and will not be back until after Easter. 2 weeks, they'll be gone. Now, the Democrats were on the podium saying they're going to be sleeping with their phones right next to him. If Donald Trump does this, they're going to go right back to Washington. It doesn't matter what the Democrats do. If not enough Republicans stand up, it won't matter. He is going to fire Robert Mueller. I have always said that he would not, because he has to understand that that's the end of his presidency. There were reports about 2 hours ago that Donald Trump considered firing Chief of Staff John Kelly and not naming a successor, meaning he doesn't need a Chief of Staff. He told you, I alone can fix it. He wants to be President Xi. He wants to be Biscotti of Italy. He wants to be Vladimir Putin. America, you gotta stand up. Fight. You are all out there talking about doing it for Wakanda. When there's genocide happening in real countries, do it for your own country. And I'll be the first person to tell you, listen, America owes the black and brown man and women reparations. I don't know when it's going to happen. You know, the insane thing was that Fox News said that when Barack Obama was president, that he should be the president that apologizes for slavery. Why? To take that burden off the white man? Congress has done it. So I don't understand, why we haven't had a president that has apologized for it. And maybe when you elect a woman or someone like the mayor of New Orleans, I have to give credit where credit is due. Perhaps, you know, but he's a mayor. He's a mayor. I'm worried about the United States. Bolden. I was a little kid when he was running around talking crap. There's a video, though, of Senator Barack Obama questioning him because John Bolden has said that the UN doesn't matter. It's only the United States and what they want and what their agenda is. That's the only time the UN is useful for them. He's also hawkish. I mean, we know what a disaster the Iraq War was, what a blight on the entire world it is. Weapons of mass destruction. He even defends that, saying, all right, so what, we lied. It's not even about weapons of mass destruction. We got rid of Hussein. Any idiot knows this. As repugnant as... See, there's some... there is some conflict in me when it comes to Saddam Hussein. Because America backed him because he hated Iran. And so this shit goes round and round and round constantly, all the time. We propped up Hussein. Now, he was our boy until he got too big for his britches, according to the United States, and went into Kuwait. They didn't get him out then. So you had the 8 years under Bill Clinton, and then the little Bush. And I know that that's Michelle's friend, and they've been able to put politics aside, but Barack can always say, you know, George, I was against the Iraq War. I voted against it. Barack Obama was never about war. And now you have a guy who's going to be whispering in the president's ear that they never met a war he wasn't down for. As Cat Williams would say, not never. Not never. You know, it's a scary time. Bolden will want to rip up the Iran deal. We all know that that's a bad move. That's what Israel wants. That is going to make Iran even more provocative. That also will fit real nice for Vladimir Putin. And he actually, on the 28th of February, was still saying diplomacy won't work. We need to attack North Korea. Which is why I opened the show with, if you're feeling a little unsafe right now, that's the reason why. April 9th, everything changes. There's not the chastising of Russia. I don't know what Pompeo is saying to Donald Trump, because he's come out and said, no, Russia unequivocally meddled in the United States elections. Now, maybe he conflates as to whether or not there was any... Oh, I love this song, too. This is my favorite Lily Allen song. I have to stay focused. Whether or not there was... They affected the outcome. And that seems to be the kiss of death. When you come out strongly against Russia, the President of the United States fires you. You look at Rex Tillerson's last statement, his last official statement as Secretary of State. You look at H.R. McMaster's last statement in support of your closest ally. Your closest ally, this special relationship. That special relationship, that's a relationship that's never been tested. You want to know how much it's never been tested? The United States actually got involved in World War I because the sinking of the Lusitania. The Lusitania was an American ship, a passenger ship. I don't know why the hell you'd be going on an ocean liner to a country that's in war. I don't know why you would do that. But the Lusitania had munitions on it to help the United Kingdom. And Germany somehow found out. They sunk it. Americans found out about it in an American newspaper. And we got involved in World War I. People often wonder, how did the United States get involved in World War I? It was started over the assassination of the Archduke Ferdinand. We had no skin in that fight until we tried to help the United Kingdom and our people got killed, and then it was a war on. So that's a relationship that hasn't been tested since Tony Blair believed the lying little Bush. God, could you imagine what the United Kingdom would have been still if Tony Blair was at the helm? I do. And I hate the Tories. I wish the Labour Party would get its shit together. I don't know what it's going to take. I really don't. And we're fighting amongst each other too. So I can't even say that they're not trying, Russia's not sowing division against us. And I really thought that Brits were smarter. So we will be complying with the ads that we run on Google Play, or when we run things on Google, YouTube, and whatnot. I have a personal YouTube channel. I have never even set up Hodge Inc.'s YouTube channel, and I told you guys why. I have a real problem staying focused on the camera. I interviewed Liv Warfield. From everything I've read about her, I had no notes. I do this show with no notes. Now some people might say, well, maybe if you did, the show would be a little tighter. It's called the Tighten Up. But I think the thing that makes us different is, yo, we started on some obscure little, you know, we started on Artist First, and that was the only place we could be heard, period. Artist First, period. And it didn't matter that we were global. I didn't have my own artwork, I didn't have my own logo. I had nothing. I didn't have any promotion, any backup. I had nothing. Oh, yeah. And you got to pay to have a show on Artist First or have advertising. So while I will always be grateful to them for giving me my voice, and teaching me about times and not running over, even though we do that sometimes. But we have a lot more freedom than we used to. And that overrun always goes straight to the podcast. You know, it is what it is. Like I said, Bolton made a legal case for striking North Korea first. It was in the Wall Street Journal. You can't make this shit up. And that's all anybody is really talking about tonight, and not Donald Trump's affair. And like I said, she didn't say anything bad about him. She thinks that he loved her. She said that she loved him. She thought about what it would be like to be married to this guy. And she said that, you know, the person that I saw during the campaign, I don't know that guy. He was always really charming with me. And people who meet Donald Trump say, you know what, he is the nicest guy. I remember a lot of people got upset with Jim Brown. Because he said, after going up to Trump Tower, I fell in love with Donald Trump. You heard me come on this very show and say, fuck Jim Brown. If you could be that easily hoodwinked, I'm glad Muhammad Ali was not here to see that bullshit. Because those brothers stood up with Ali when he wouldn't go to war. This is somebody who called people his African American. This is somebody that only had two African Americans working in his administration in key positions, and we still don't even know what the fuck Omarosa did. Ben Carson threw his wife under the bus as if to say the wife of the Housing and Urban Development, the secretary of that department, the spouse of that person can spend tax dollars money. I thought it was appalling. So, if you pray, pray. If you are, if that's all you're gonna do, pray and move out of our way. If you're gonna pray and get up and go to work and do something about it, I'm talking to you. If you are not registered to vote, and I'm not just talking about in the United States or the United Kingdom, or there are big elections coming up in India. There are big elections in Brazil. Argentina's going to hell. So is Venezuela. But, I mean, what are you going to do? And I shouldn't say Argentina's going to hell. I was thinking of Venezuela. I mean, my boo for life, Gabriella Sabatini, is Argentinian. I mean, I can't. Her and my mother share the same birthday, too. Which also happens to be the same birthday as Janet Jackson. So, here we go. Y'all know I have to talk about Nasir. I want hearings. And I think and believe that if you put something in the consciousness every day, that something will come back. And I'm not saying that I'm the only person, but I told you recently the Pentagon came out still not with answers, just an explanation as to what happened. We're able to piece together the last minutes of our Green Berets' lives. Again, ISIS is using it as a propaganda film, so you can see it. And I don't know how you should feel about that. And I thought we were going to have all British. And even though we had a lot of Brits tonight, this morning, Nelly Furtado is not British, but I believe she's Portuguese. I used to like her a lot. She did a lot of stuff with Timbaland at the turn of the century, at the turn of the millennium. We want hearings in this year. We want answers. And that's why you have to vote in the United States. You have to get people who are going to return you back to your rule of law. Angela Merkel. Disappointed. I think Barack Obama would be disappointed too. I think you saying that we're going to start deporting people and we're going to close off our borders is because you're scared of the right. The far right did rise up a little bit. And it took you 6 months of uneasiness as you weren't sure you were going to be able to form a government. And I understand concessions need to be made. But the speech she gave yesterday was disappointing, to say the least. I'm very disappointed in you. Still the most stable country in the world right now. But very disappointed. Very disappointed. Nasir, here's what happened. Donald Trump became president of the United States, and he had previously said he wanted to ban Muslims. His first travel ban caused so much havoc. There were people who had green cards stuck in airports because his rollout of things, he just doesn't care. Chaos and destruction. That's all he knows, right? And I didn't even get to touch on the tariffs and how the Dow Jones and all the other markets have crashed. We'll flash back on that. So he rolls out this travel ban, the courts shoot it down. He puts out a second travel ban. Iraq is taken off. And it is replaced with North Korea and Chad. Now, if you're asking yourself, well, why Chad? What has Chad ever done to the United States? Nothing. They're actually an ally. We found out through reporting on Vice News that they're actually building, it was a secret, a base. And Chad. Chad is a poor country. But it does have a military. And so, the United States partnered up with Chad to try to keep down the extremism of Daesh, who has his tentacles everywhere. Chad is so poor that they ran out of the fancy paper that we put our print our passports on. Every country has their own watermark and all that kind of stuff. And Chad ran out of paper. So they said to the United States, please don't ban us. Here is a recent passport. And as soon as we get some passport paper, we will comply. We don't want to be embarrassed. You know, don't do that to us. Without any other further word from the State Department or the President of the United States, Chad shows up on the banned list. Feeling disrespected, resentful, Chad pulls his military forces out of Niger without informing the United States. So when our Green Berets, staff sergeants, come rolling into a town that has long been deserted by any type of law or order or military presence at all. So a routine walkthrough has now become a dangerous terrain where the Americans were sitting ducks. They were outgunned and outmanned, completely unprepared. Why aren't we having hearings? The Republicans spent millions of dollars on Benghazi. And what they would later admit was just a way to hurt the campaign and career and reputation of one Hillary Rodham Clinton. When we can trace 4 deaths back directly to the decisions of one man, Mr. I alone can fix it. As the United States retreats into itself, I call upon the rest of the world to lead yourselves. The United States is cutting aid to the Palestinians. Palestine, I feel for you. I really do. In the recesses of my heart and soul, I feel for you. So, I'm gonna get you out of here. I'm gonna keep trying to tell you to love each other. That's the only way we're going. Nobody's getting out of this shit alive. The very least we can do is get along while we're here together. I'm gonna get you out on here on Moody's Mood by Amy Winehouse, because that's how I roll. I want you to chill out, listen to that smoky voice, and know that love is real and love is love. And hey, life is love, and all my life I look for you, and now my dreams come true. All my love is all I had. I can't even remember who sang that. Maybe we can get that. I also listened to a song. I can't even remember who made it, but I found it on YouTube. Dance Together in a Minefield. I heard it one time in my life when I was 8 years old. One time in my life, and I never forgot it. And I finally found it on YouTube. And that's really the highlight of my day. And so with that, I will bid you all adieu. For Nigel, who I have locked in the Tower of London indefinitely, just simply to do my bidding, I want to thank you for tuning in to TK's Take. I have been your host, TK the Great. And, well, TK, he's gone. I'm not afraid to
there I go. Pretty baby, you are the soul who snaps my toe. Such a funny thing, but every time you're near me, I never can relate. They get to know that they're wrapped up in your magic. There's music all around me, crazy music, music that keeps calling me so very close to you, turns me your side. Stars that shine up above you in the clear blue sky. Without you, just can't live my life without you, baby. Come here, don't have no fear. Oh, is there a wonder why I'm really feeling in the mood for love? That would make me strong, brave. Oh, but we are one. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Now if there's a cloud up above, come on and let it rain. Not sure our love together will endure a hurricane. Oh, my baby, once let me love you, I can really find this awful memory. I got this talk about loving me, my sweet. Do it so. My soul's on fire. Come on and tell me I'll be watching, baby. My darling, my sweet. Oh, baby, you make me feel so good. Let me take you by the hand. Come, let me visit out there in that new promised land. Maybe there we can find all the place to use a loving state of mind. I'm so tired of being without and never know. Love's about this area. You can call whatever that you can blow now if you want to. I'm through.